and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, spirit-led church based in Sydney, Sutherland Shire. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you. And on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
See, Pastor Chris is good, hey? Every time she's up here, I'm just like, so, so great. Well, church, are you ready for the word?
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'm ready to preach, and we're going to have some fun this morning. And I hope you've come ready to just, receive the word. And I'll tell you what, the hunger that this church has for the word is remarkable. And I love it. Every single opportunity I get to preach is a huge privilege and something I don't take lightly. And, I can just tell that this morning you guys are ready. And I want to get straight into it. And we are going to be reading from the book of Song of Songs. Little bit of Song of Songs on a Sunday morning, right? I thought, hey, spice things up a little bit and all that. You've seen we've got our love life thing coming up for young adults. Hey, I'm in the zone. Let's just go with it. But we're going to read from Song of Songs chapter 2, and we're going to read from verse 10. So if you have your Bibles, you can read along with me. Otherwise, the verse will be on the screen as well. And it says this: "My beloved spoke and said to me, arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. See, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one. Come with me." What a beautiful scripture to read on a Sunday morning. Who's already feeling encouraged before we even open it? And this morning, if you're taking notes, the title of my message is Spring Cleaning. Spring Cleaning. And I'm going to pray, ask God just to bless the word and to just really speak to every individual person in the room. So join me right now. Lord, we just thank you that when we come together on a Sunday morning, God, and we open up our hearts to the word of God, that you are here to minister to us. And I thank you so much, God, for the season our church is in. And I thank you, God, that as part of that church, God, each one of us can lean into spring. We pray that you'd bless us through the word this morning. Open up our hearts, open up our minds, and show us who you are in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. There you go. Well, I love spring. I was born in spring. Any spring babies out there, give us a quick wave. Nice. It's good stuff. They're all the happy ones. They're like, yes, I was born in spring. How good is that? But spring is awesome. There's something about it. You know, every season is significant, but there's something special about spring. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you just start to feel the winter, sort of, you know, shed the winter coat, and it's just like you're coming into a new season. It's very, very exciting. And I truly believe this with all my heart, and that is that our church is actually in a spring season. There is a lot of new life coming along. There is a lot of stuff God's doing that is just so new, so fresh. There is this breeze of God's goodness that has just touched our church in this season. And, you know, even in the roles that I have in our church, I'm so exposed to that stuff because I work with new people, new Christians. And I get to see some of the new families that are added to our church and some of the people making decisions. I work with young adults and you see so many young adults just moving forward. And Pastor Brad, even this morning, was mentioning about last Sunday night, we saw 26 people get water baptized. Can we give God some glory for that? Because that is awesome. And what I love is that I've actually been on the journey with so many of those people that got water baptized and got to hear, you know, the story and how they found themselves last Sunday going through the waters of baptism. And I tell you, church, like, if you could just hear the stories that I hear every single week, your soul would be encouraged. Your eyes would be lifted. You would be seriously giving God praise because every single one of those 26 people are a life that has been touched powerfully by the presence of God, who have been transformed in this last little while and are at a point where they are like, God, I'm ready for more. I want you. And I thought this morning I might even just read a couple of testimonies of people who went through the waters of baptism, people that were last Sunday night making that great decision. And one of them is a girl called Laura, one of our young adults. And she says this, she says, "As soon as I came out of the water, I felt so new and refreshed and yet so loved. I knew that God had so much planned for me. As I was standing in the water being prayed over, it felt like God was standing in the water with me. I feel I have a new sense of God's love and guidance and can see all the good that he has done, not only in my life, but in the lives of those around me. How cool is that? Isn't that an awesome testimony? Come on, let's thank God. Another one, Kira said, she's one of our incredible youth girls. She says, when I came up out of the water, I felt God's tangible presence washing away the fear in my heart and replacing it with his love for me. In that moment, I became so overcome with pure joy that I began to cry. God diminished my anxieties and insecurities and rebuked every lie from the enemy. God spoke directly to me, declaring over me a fresh life with no holding back and with a heart set completely heavenward. Come on, how cool is that, right? Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come. So that was last Sunday. Another part of what we're doing here and what I'm a part of is this course we run called Right Believing. And week three of that is on this afternoon if you want to be a part of it. But Right Believing is this course that's about the core beliefs of our faith. And do you know we have seen 84 people go through this course so far? 84. This is a new thing that we have just launched, and so many people. See how you can just sense that spring. You know, there was this one girl who just came 3 weeks ago, and she found out someone posted online about church, and she went looking, and she found out that there was this thing called Right Believing. So her first experience of our church was that Right Believing course at 4:30 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon. During that first session, she opened up her heart to Jesus. And she says, this is what I've been searching for. And she asked our team, is it okay if I stick around for church afterwards? And we're like, yes. Yes, it is. Please. You are more than welcome to stick around. She stuck around that night, just had an encounter with God. And do you know, she was one of the 26 that got water baptized last Sunday. And I know, right? It just gets better. And I was talking to her at Good Nights on Friday, and she was telling me how her parents, who came to see her get water baptized, both responded to the message and opened up their hearts to Jesus as well. How good is that, right? Absolutely incredible. And even, so, I just see some great friends that Melanie and I have made recently, they came just searching for God, and they heard about Right Believing and came along, and through that journey had a lot of questions and asked a lot of, you know, things and whatnot, and they came to a point where they also received Christ. So they came to the course without yet being believers, without yet being Christian, but at the end of that course, they were at a point where they were ready to receive Him. So how good is that? Can we just thank God for what He's doing in these areas? And I'm telling you, church, it was so hard to like just say a few things. I could talk all morning on these testimonies. One other thing I'd love to say is that we've got this discovery lunch, these discovery lunches happening. We have had 73 people over the last couple of discovery lunches come and make a decision to be a part of our church. And so how cool is that? Can we just give God some glory for that as well? Our next discovery lunch coming up on December 2. If you're new to our church, it's a great thing to be a part of. But the Bible teaches us, it says, flowers appear on the earth, the season of singing has come. Yeah. And if you just listen, you can also hear the cooing of doves. Yeah. The doves are here. It's just a great season to be in church. I'm sorry, I'm a dad, I just have to go with it. It's all good. It's a great season. It's spring in our church. It's a great time to be a part of what God's doing here. And I tell you what, when spring comes, what do? When spring rocks up, you do a little bit of spring cleaning. And so this morning, I'm going to be speaking about spiritual spring cleaning. I'm going to give you 3 steps to spiritual spring cleaning. Does that sound all right? Yeah. So if you're taking notes, the first step to spiritual spring cleaning is this. Clear some rubbish. Clear some rubbish. Mark chapter 1, verse 16 says this. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, He saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once, they left their nets and followed him. You know, there are some things that are in our life that we just need to walk away from. Some things that sort of seem to creep into our world that we just need to let go of. Some things that over time just start to build up, you know, those things that are just there that are hindering us, or they act as an anchor or a weight to our life, and they rob us of joy. There are some things in our life that we need to just let go of and follow Jesus. And the truth is that as a follower of Jesus, This is something you can just do. It's quite simple. You can just make a choice to let it go. These things that seem so big, so controlling, so powerful in our lives don't actually have any hold on you any longer. As a Bible-believing Christian, as somebody who knows Jesus Christ, you have been set free and liberated from those things that are there to oppress you. Do you know, God actually came to forgive us of our sin, past, present, and future, that we would not be bound to those things anymore. That we would not live under guilt and shame. We would not live under anxiety, but we would have something more in Christ. And it's an amazing thing, you know, some of these things that creep up into our lives as time goes on, you know, it's like the byproduct of relationships. It's the byproduct of being in a world that's broken, a byproduct of, you know, life, things like unforgiveness. You know, Pastor Deb so beautifully this morning was just talking about in communion about how God was stirring her heart about a relationship in her life that she needed to believe God for breakthrough in. Do you know, it's so easy to live with unforgiveness towards somebody. Because you know what, you feel justified. You're like, you know what, well, they shouldn't have done that, or you know, it's not my fault, it's their problem. And the truth is, all those things might be true. But unforgiveness actually destroys your life, robs you of joy, it robs you of what God's put upon you. And Jesus says, no, I have forgiven you, you need to forgive others. And so we actually need to understand that these things that creep up into our life, they don't have to remain there. Unforgiveness, bitterness. Maybe there's something that's happened this year. What a perfect time of the year to reset. As we head into the end, let's finish strong. We're in this spring season, you know, let's take a note from nature and actually decide to, in my spirit, engage like spring does in nature and actually rejuvenate who I am and actually like let some things go, clear the clutter, you know, get rid of those things that have built up over time, that bitterness. Maybe you've been offended or hurt this year by somebody that you know, were expecting to help you, didn't come through, and you're holding on to that. Let it go. Anxiety and worry, these things that have just crowded you out. Do you know what? God's with you. God's for you. He loves you, has a plan and purpose for your life. You do not need to be anxious. You do not need to be worried. You know, Matthew 6, one of the greatest chapters. I love it so much. Every time I read it, it's just a blessing to my life because Matthew 6 just talks about how much God loves you. He loves you so much. He wants to provide for you, look after you. Everything you need is in Him. He says, look at the birds. Look at the flowers, all of these things. I take care of them. How much more precious are you to me? Do you know, you might have been carrying worry, burdens, anxiety, and you might be stressing about your future, how you're going to provide for your family. You've been anxious or whatever's going on. You know what? God is actually saying, hey, hand it over. It's time to declutter. It's time to let it go. You just need to like let it go and walk away. You need to drop the nets and follow Jesus. Maybe you've got some regret or some guilt, some shame. Maybe something's happened in your life, a decision you've made where you look back and say, I wish I could change it. Do you know what? You can't change that, but you can receive God's forgiveness. You can receive God's grace. You don't have to live under guilt, under shame. These are the things that sort of, they stock up, you know, like at home over time, you just build up all this rubbish. We need to clear some rubbish. You need to let it go. And I'm telling you, there's people here this morning and we're going to take a note from nature and we are going to actually in this spring season do a bit of a clean of our spirit and let go of some things. We're going to let go of them and then we're going to follow Jesus. We're going to let go and follow Jesus, taking an example from the Word of God. Do you know, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Do you know, this is a great point for the mature believer. Because when you first get saved, I don't know if you remember this, and if you're not yet a Christian, I'll give you an opportunity at the end of the service to open up your heart to God. But when you first receive Jesus, you know, it's almost like your whole world is so revolutionized. It's like you've just moved house. You know what I'm saying? You've left a house and you have actually moved into a brand new house. The Bible actually calls this being a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. And everything is so new that it's almost like every room you walk into, you're just like, wow. Oh, how good is this? Oh my gosh. Yeah, life group, getting baptized. You know, the peace of God at home. This is amazing. It's like your whole home is revolutionized. It's so different. But when you've been living in this house for a while, you know, and life has sort of started to get going on. The truth is this, no matter what happens, you don't move back to your old house. You don't just one day make a mistake and then God's like, all right, back to the old house. No, you live in that new house, but it is possible to have some things sort of build up in different rooms. That door's been closed and behind there's sort of some rubbish. This is what this is all about, getting rid of some of that rubbish, clearing it out and making some space for God to do something new. What's holding you back? This morning, simply let it go and follow Jesus. So, you've cleared some rubbish, What do you do next in a spiritual spring clean? After clearing some rubbish, number two, you open some windows. Open some windows. John chapter 20, verse 19 to 22 says this. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed upon them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Do you know, opening the windows of your life is about letting the breath of God back in. Letting the flow of God back in. Letting some fresh air into your spirit. Do you know, I don't know if you've ever been in a room where it was locked up and you've slept and you wake up and you've got a headache because the air in the room is stale. Or you've been in an environment where there's not much fresh air and it starts to get heavy. It starts to feel like it's daunting. Well, when you open up that window and fresh air begins to flow, I tell you what, it is a blessing to your soul. It is a blessing to who you are. And do you know what? Jesus is here with his disciples and it says he breathed on them. He breathed on them and said, "Be filled, receive the Holy Spirit." Do you know, Jesus actually told his disciples to do nothing without the Holy Spirit. He says, "Wait." He says, "Here's what's going to happen, right? I'm going back to the Father and the Helper is coming. But you need to wait. You need to wait for the Holy Spirit. Because I tell you what, if you try and do this by yourself, you will find yourself fully overwhelmed. You try and make this happen in your own strength, you're going to find yourself crushed by the weight of it. But if you wait for the Holy Spirit, he will give you power. And you will be my witnesses in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. If you wait for the Holy Spirit, you will fulfill everything that I have planned for you to see." And do you know what? It is exactly the same today for you and I. Yeah. Everything God has for us to see is experienced in the Holy Spirit. It is by the leading of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that we walk into life as God intended us to walk into it. Now, if you don't believe me, think about your own life. You've gotten overwhelmed with work or family situations and you've found that you have no space or time to engage with God. Days seem to fly by, weeks seem to fly by, months go by and it's like, I haven't even opened up the Word of God. I've barely made it to church. You know, when you're in those seasons, life just gets overwhelming. But when you compare that to those seasons where you're in a sweet spot and you are just in the presence of God where worship is on rather than the radio. When you're in the Word in the morning and you're building your life on that rather than social media. When you're in a place of just engaging with God and serving, being a part of something bigger than yourself, and you just are in that zone and you feel the lightness of God. You know what's amazing is it's crazy how much you can achieve when you're in that space with God. What would take me sometimes an entire day would take me half an hour. What would sometimes be on my mind for a week is sorted in a moment when I'm in that sweet spot with God. And you know what we need to do to experience that? We just need to open the windows. Do you know God wants to breathe on your life? Do you know God wants to speak to you? God wants to lead you. God wants to help you. He wants to give you answers to your challenges and he wants to give you strength in your weakness. And all we need to do is open the windows. Open the windows and let the Spirit of God just minister to us. And again, what a perfect time in the year to just reflect, make some adjustments, and finish strong. Do you know, maybe as the year's gone on, it's gotten on top of you, the winter season, it's gotten heavy, and you've fallen out of that habit of your devotional life. Can I encourage you? Just make a decision to get back into it. Do you know, we don't need to feel guilty about what we haven't done. Instead, we just need to do something that we haven't done for a while. Do you know what's so good about God is if you haven't opened up your Bible for a long time, he's not there angry at you. He's there waiting for you. And when you go home and you get up in the morning or you stay up a little bit later and you turn the TV off and you make some space for God and you open the Word, he's going to speak to you. He's going to encourage you. Do you know, every single time I spend time with God, I always think to myself, man, I should do this like nonstop, like What was so important yesterday that I didn't get the time to do this? You know what I mean? This is supreme. This is everything. When I have this, everything else sorts itself out. Maybe for you, you've been, you know, listening to the radio on the drive to work in the mornings and it's just been filling your mind with rubbish and advertising and, you know, commentary from people that don't know much about much, right? And your mind is full of this stuff and maybe it's time for you to actually be like, you know what, I'm going to get some worship music in my car. I'm going to actually turn my car into an opportunity for me to worship God. Instead of reading the news on the way home from work, why don't you listen to a podcast, catch up on something, or hear someone open up the Word of God in a way that you can receive it. Let the voice and the breath of God back into your life. Now, I remember this song. We were in a prayer meeting, a pastor's prayer meeting. Pastor Brad plays this song, and I kid you not, it goes for over 20 minutes. It's a song called Holy Ghost by Rodney Howard Brown, right? And I tell you what, it's this anointed man of God who's like had an amazing ministry. A lot of it, he's just singing in a spiritual language, and he's worshiping and whatnot. And I just, you know, for me, finding that song, it's like, it just helped me. Because now, sometimes I just put that song on, and I'm not in a rush. The next song's not about to start. We got 20 minutes, people, right? It just keeps going and keeps going. But I tell you what, it just reminded me and created an environment for me to just let the breath of God back in. To let the breath of God, to open the windows and get some fresh air. And just get that scent, the staleness to get out, and the fresh air of God's goodness to come back in. Once you've cleared some rubbish and you've cleaned up some things that are trying to hold you back and you've let them go and decided to follow Jesus, to open some windows and let the Holy Spirit just speak to you. After that, third thing that you do in spiritual spring cleaning is pick some flowers. Pick some flowers. It's got to be my favorite point of any sermon I've ever made, probably. Pick some flowers. Without context, it's still beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's just great. I love flowers, right? And my good friend Jason Mendez, laughs every time. We'll be walking, we'll be hanging out. I remember one time we were off to dinner, my wife and myself and him and his wife, and we were going, this beautiful rose garden in this like lady's house. We walk past it and I'm just like, oh my God, look at this rose garden. So I stop there and I start like smelling these roses. These guys got away and Jace like stops and he goes, are you kidding me? He looks back and he goes, we are so different. He goes, are you literally smelling flowers? Wow, you literally stopped to smell the flowers. Okay, how are we even friends, right? We're just so different, but it's so funny because I love it. He makes jokes about, you know, flowers are all good. But flowers are amazing, and this is why, because they're so beautiful and they're so incredible. And what I want to talk about in this point, what it means to spiritually spring clean, pick some flowers, is to actually show some gratitude for something that God has done. Do you know gratitude is one of the most powerful things we can have in our life? I tell you what, you can be overwhelmed, you can be stressed, but when you start to show gratitude, you watch the environment that you're a part of change. Do you know there are so many things that we don't have, so many needs we are waiting for answers to, so many prayers that aren't yet answered and we're wondering, God, where are you? But if you stop and have a look at your life, there are so many things that God has blessed you with. Sometimes all of our focus and energy is upon what we don't have or what we're lacking in our life. Why don't you start to appreciate the things that God has blessed you with, the things you do have? The people in your life, this church, you know what I'm saying? Like the place that you live, there is so much to be grateful for. Psalm 100 verse 4 and 5 says this, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Gratitude is recognizing the goodness of God. Picking some flowers and bringing them into your home is actually taking something of God's beauty and putting it pride and place front and center in the middle of your life. When you actually make God's glory and the goodness of God the center of your life, and you focus on how much He's blessed you, it'll unlock this like aroma that affects every area, every room, every part of your life. And you will find yourself just in this place of joy. Pastor Brad, again this morning, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And you're trying to figure out how to get through something. Maybe show some gratitude for God and start to appreciate what He's done in your life. And you will see that joy return and you will find strength just start to rise. You'll find yourself being able to face those things that have tried to burden you and put you down. We actually need to bring the goodness of God right front and center into our life. Gratitude is recognizing the goodness of God, making it front and center in your life. And so here we are in the natural spring talking about a spiritual spring. Now church, I'll tell you what, is in a very exciting time, and if you're part of our church, you get to own that. Whatever season that we're going through, you get to own it, get to run with it. And so I would encourage you, come on, it's spring. God's doing a new thing. God is starting something fresh. He's unlocking people's hearts. This place, God's got a new breath on Horizon Church. And I want to encourage you, no matter what's been going on in your world right now, all of us can respond to this message. Because some of us, actually, in fact, all of us have things that have built up. Resentment, disappointment, frustration, bitterness, whatever. They build up. All of us can let it go and follow Jesus. And this morning, we're going to spend some time in worship just in a moment. And we're actually going to take some time to do that. Some of us, you know what? We need to actually open up the windows and get back into that place where God can speak to us. And for some of us, we need to make an intentional effort to recognize the good things God's done in our life. I'd love to pray for people this morning. Anyone in this room, and as I've spoken this word, you know, you've just been made aware of the goodness of God. And you've just realized that God's not angry at you. He's not against you. He loves you. He's for you. And you're discovering, even as I speak, that there is so much in God that will bless your life. And this morning, if you want to open up your heart to God, I'd love to pray for you. Just so we have a moment's privacy, because this is a moment between you and God. Can I just ask everyone, just wherever you are, just close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at horizonchurchsydney.com. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.